Hi there from the Communications and Public Engagement team at Summit County, Utah. This is Summit in 6. Let's kick things off and get caught up.
First things first, the Utah State Legislature's general session is wrapping up next week. Over the last several weeks, Summit County has been closely monitoring several bills that could have major implications for things like land use law and housing encouragement. Staff are working really hard to keep up with and understand the changes that are being proposed and to really advocate for positions that they feel will help Summit County ultimately. So we'll keep you updated as the session wraps up with more specifics about bill outcomes and their implications for the county. So stay tuned there.
All right. And if you haven't heard, this is an election year and we have several positions open at the county government level. So those include two county council seats, seat D and seat E, the county attorney, the county auditor, the county clerk, and the county sheriff. Now, if you or someone you know is planning to run for office, please be aware that the candidate filing period has changed. The new period for filing begins on February 28th through March 4th. So be sure to get your filing in by that time. I know there are two individuals that have filed for the county council seats, so we anticipate keeping you updated on the election throughout the coming year. And if you have any questions about filing, you can reach out to the county clerk's office by email or phone. You can email them at elections@summitcounty.org or call 435-336-3040.
And while we're on the topic of elections, the primary election is happening on June 28th, 2022. And while that's still quite a ways away, there's an important deadline coming up next month for voters to be aware of. So the last day to change your party affiliation status is March 31st at 5 p.m. If you're not registered to vote, if you've moved recently, or if you want to vote in a closed primary for the Republican, Libertarian, or Constitutional parties, then this deadline is important for you. Go to www.vote.utah.gov to register, view, or update your registration. Again, do this by March 31st.
County Council news this week. We had several appointed positions to various county committees at last night's council meeting. Les Cratter, Janae Blomquist, Julie Hooker, and Hillary Gilson were appointed to the Recreation, Arts, and Park Tax Cultural Committee, and the RAP Tax Cultural Committee is responsible for reviewing applications submitted for consideration of RAP tax monies, which has a focus on botanical and cultural organizations and recreational facilities.
In addition to those appointments, Brandy Rasmussen and Jill Horn were appointed to the Summit County Fair Advisory Board. That board is responsible for planning, organizing, and promoting fair activities. So all good stuff there, and I just want to say thank you to all those folks for their willingness to serve the county in these forums.
And speaking of volunteer boards, there are four vacancies for the Administrative Control Board of the Piowa Recreational Special Service District that Council is seeking to fill. The purpose of this board is to provide for the public health, safety, and general welfare of the residents living within the jurisdictional boundaries of the Piowa Recreational Special Service District. An applicant must be a registered voter within the district. Deadline for applications is 5 p.m. Tuesday, March 15th, 2022. So if you live within the Piowa area and you're interested in helping out with this special service district, be sure to apply. And you can do that at summitcounty.org and check out the board posting on the front page news section. And that's all the news we have this week. We'll be back next week with the latest news in Summit County. See ya.